A federal judge in Portland today ordered the U.S. Justice Department and FBI to come up with new rules for the government's no-fly list. The court found travelers labeled as potential terrorists had been deprived of their constitutional rights to due process. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
13 U.S. citizens challenged the no-fly list rules 4 years ago after being denied boarding at various airports. They include the imam of Portland's largest mosque and an Arabic language student from Seattle. The challengers were represented by the American Civil Liberties Union. ACLU attorney Hina Shamsi says her clients could not even get confirmation that they were or were not on the terrorist watch list.
The judge has ordered the government to create a new process that will provide our clients with notice of being on the no-fly list and the government's basis for placing them on the list so that they can meaningfully challenge it.
The Justice Department declined to comment until it's had more time to review District Judge Anna Brown's ruling. The FBI maintains the confidential no-fly list. It gives the TSA access to pre-screen airline passengers. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.